Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
general technical progress. So I'm going to talk a little bit about measuring mass with an Arduino and what's happening there. Now what's happening is I'm driving off, picking some milk up because we've drunk through our milk, and then I'm going off to brain and fitness training for a couple of hours at a gym. It's now 10:20 at night, there's no rest for the wicked, so to speak. So what I'm doing is I'm slowly getting every imaginable sensor running at the same time, in a box in front of kids with a robotic teacher that will actually, like a defibrillator, talk them way through, be able to respond if the kids want to do something different. I'll eventually be able to get the robotics up to go with it. And part of the deal is that you have to have a fairly accurate mass measurement. And there's a very simple way of doing it. There's these low-cost mass measurers. These are these torsion bars. And so they have a strain sensor, well, basically a Wheatstone bridge of strain sensors. And they're roughly 1 centimeter by 1 centimeter by about 8 centimeters. And so three of those in a triangle, which I'm yet to get machined properly, has to... Now, just in a service station, looking at the petrol, I've got to really think what I'll do. I think I should actually do something radical, because the in a station now, I should do something radical and fill up before the petrol prices spike. I think I go up to $2. You don't quite know what's going to happen with the US, and yeah, those helpful little Iranians. I really dislike the way that people bash up the Iranians. Have hit the Saudi petrol, and I'm just going to go past and see what the price is. $84.60. E10 is $1.62. So that's a blood oath amount of money to spend, but I think it's going to go up anyway, so I'm just going to fill up here. Then I'll talk to you about mass measurement before I go out to the gym. Okay, I'm just coming out of this petrol station. I decided I'd fill up with the the Saudis stuff being drone striked, and it's actually quite interesting that drones can have such a big devastating effect on a country. But that being said, and it was rather spooky at night, the poor little attendant was behind, and so everything was dead, and he was in the back room unpacking, the poor little bastard trying to do that. Now, we're talking about load cell sensors. You know, the problem with the traditional load cells is that they're big, heavy, you have to secure at one point, put the load at another point. Then they're exquisitely sensitive, but then they're unstable over time. And and they're $3 each. Or you can go for the other option, which I've looked at, is for about $100 each. You know, so that's $300. So that's a quadruple the cost of your unit. But having these tiny little things, and these are a cell, they're sort of like how do I describe them? They're postage stamp load cells, and they've got MEMS, they've got all the right credentials, they've got rid of the long-term drift stuff, but then they're just putting them up there, appalling sensitivity. And I still haven't quite got right down to it. Now, fortunately, I have this ready available set of masses which are accurate to 0.1 of a gram. So what sort of accuracy do I want in this system? I want it to be accurate to 0.1 of a gram, and I also want it to be accurate over days, and I also want to measure the mass of a tripod. So these are all these things that I want it to do much better than anything else that you can possibly ask for. And I suppose I could have it just a large set of scales, and it just sits on a large set of scales. But I also want it digitally read. So here's a fair amount of things. Now I'm going to have to stop while I put this into the house and get going to the gym. So I'm off again. The other thing is tiny little button cells, and they're the obvious things to eventually use. On theory that the eventual price will drop to it, that you want to use these ones, they're not going to have the long-term drift, but putting them on, they're pretty shocking. And the first zone is that they were so shocked and they're outside their spec zone. After $100, I thought, oh, I'm going to have to get an authorization for return on one of these things. And then essentially it's a little MEMS pressure device which puts out a voltage which is swung and amplified between two values, and so you have a ground, a voltage rail, and a signal rail. And the simple thing to do is put that on an Arduino signal rail. And there's several things. It was sort of jumping around the last sort of decimal place, so it looks as though you could get a hundredth of a gram, which is, you know, what you essentially you want out of these devices, and, you know, possibly reasonably reliable out of it, but it was varying and drifting. And so I had a few looks at it, and this appears to be this sort of hysteresis. This is it. If you put a large load on it, it changes the zero load, which is a bit of a problem. So if you go to large load, low load, large load, low load, it hops around. So if you measure a low load than a large load, you get a different set of results from a large load than a low load. And it's, you know, it's pretty easy to do. And it's essentially a really miniature set of scales. And you can't overload it because you press the actual scale down, it's hard against the outside. The thing appears to be made in a sort of liquid crystal plastic box, which has got a really interesting feature of it, in that box, as it has pressure, affects the change. If you press the side of that box, squeeze the side of the box, you change the value of your reading. So it looks like it's going to be there, but again, it wasn't anywhere close. Now you're thinking, if I pay 30 times the value of something, it gets smaller, but it's got to be better. And it wasn't. And again, with signal conditioning and all this type of stuff, on the load cell with a dedicated circuit for it. So the advantage of these things is that you can have a dedicated circuit for it. Of the load cells, with this, you just have an A to D converter. Looking at it, so it looks at the analog signal out and converts it to a digital signal. So I began to actually hunt what the variable was, and then I got it to actually just measure the voltage rail. And sure enough, the voltage rail drifts by about 1 or 2% as it's sort of as the Arduino is tasked off to do all these different things. And that percentage is obviously leading to a percentage down there. So what that means is that I've got to measure, I think this is right, not the, I basically have to measure the voltage rail and the three signals, because I've got three little feet, and I can do that with a 1115. ADC, analog to digital converter 115 thing, beautiful 15-bit thing, not too big, not too small, and IC2 coming out of it, so I can, it's on a sort of like a miniature boutique serial bus, and this should give us a higher resolution. So this I find confusing because what do I do? There's several lines of attack here. I can go with the existing load cells, but then I've got to invest time and actually get 3D printing, which I've now got much lower cost, whereas my cousin's got a free 3D printer. Then I can go with these cells, or I can buy a small 600 gram, 0.1 degree load cell, so a jewellery scale, and then get on, and they are by far the best things to do, but that it's not the most professional one, it's the former way. Now, the problem is that as you go along, you want to find, say if you've got three routes forward, and each route costs a certain amount of money, so the minimum route costs $15 to get something up. The other route costs $300. The middle group costs, say, $45, roughly, to get going, and different feeding different properties through to it. So you've just got to see the different routes. Now, ideally, one will be clearly worse than the other. And now what's happening here is that they're all chundering along, just blowing the time out, the development time for it, so I'll have to keep on pushing up. Now I'm here at the gym and I've got my key and stuff like that, so I'm going into the gym and we'll do a couple of hours physical training and gym work. Unfortunately, to my real horror, I've not brought headphones with me, so that's just going to be a real dive. So this is trying to do brain training with this inane gym music going on. Thanks a lot for listening. So just to summarize here, we've got the new little button cells, the MEM. This is microelectromechanical systems, MEMS systems, these tiny little buttons, which could be exquisitely good. And they've just been a real cow in terms of, I just can't tell whether they just, you know, it's $300, you want to not go on off, but it's the sweetest, nicest thing to get going, this type of stuff. Okay, thanks a lot for listening. And so that's the development. The belief is that I can actually achieve 0.1 gram zero or negligible drift over weeks and days with these systems, and wireless, all those things to actually pull yourself, and also that it measures in situ a mass underneath your Bunsen burner as you're going. So all those three things will tick and get us across the line. Not that anyone's really backing me to do this, but it's the cost of entry. Your cost of entry is completely blowing everything away. Thanks a lot for listening.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.